Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to welcome everyone to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters Bible study. And we want to thank everyone that's been supporting us and been hanging in there and really getting an understanding of this gospel that the Father has given us concerning his creation. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm speaking of this, because we're going into the third day of his creation, and the God of Israel is doing so many things. And, you know, we're trying to cover as much as we possibly can, but the thing is, what we really want to do is just bring people up to speed of what God is doing in all things. Right? Amen. So with all that being said, we're going to ask our brothers and sisters, brothers, if you can uncover your heads, and sisters, if you can't cover your heads, as we approach the Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind and those things that belong to the Spirit. And Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your might and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy. Send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And a mouth your word with the knowledge and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and endure forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Maybe, are my reading glasses right there? But it's more to just have them.
Can I use your words? Say, I just have a reading glass and they're right there.
I have no idea.
I just wiped them off right here. Oh, there they go. By the water. By the water. Amen. So forgive me for that. Just have them in my hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another Sabbath day. Forgive me, family. I put my reading glasses down for one moment and say them. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make known, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 51, verses 1 through 11. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay. Let me do this. What, baby? You want me to get that? Wait.
We want to welcome everyone to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. I am Joe Israel of The Sounds of Living Waters. And here today with me is my beautiful real Rev, Serene Israel. Shalom, Queen.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom,
family. Amen. Grace and peace. Today we're going into another part of the creation. We're going into the earth part of the creation. You have light, water, earth. Always remember these scenarios because they constantly recreate themselves throughout the scriptures. Light, water, earth. So this is the thing that we constantly stress, that when you read the word of God, just know that he is working with everything, everything. So this is why it's so important that we keep the law, because if he's working with everything, then everything become within our will, right? It's within the law. People say righteousness is not established by the law. You don't learn righteousness unless it's by the law. You see, so this is that thing. So the reason why we're in the creation is because you have to learn what you're going to inherit. We have to learn what the Father has in store for us. You know, if we keep his laws and statutes, then he'll give his power to us, because we can't inherit the creation and its power without knowing the law, the commandments, or is power or understanding. There's no way we can receive that. So, with all of that being said, we're going to begin this where we always begin every scripture. Well, no, I can say every scripture. You know, it's so much that we deal with. What do you mean, like, with the, when it comes to creation, say every scripture? I mean, like, this particular scripture, we began with every day of the creation. So this is that conversation. So with that being said, we're going to start this in Genesis chapter 1 in verse 17. Genesis 1 and 7, no, forgive me, Genesis 1 and verse 1. And it says this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day. In the darkness, he called night. In the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the firmament, and let it divide waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters from under the firmament, and it was so. Forgive me. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, in the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together onto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so.
You're alive, baby. Did you know you were alive?
Praise God.
Okay, just want to make sure.
And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the day the dry, forgive me, and God called the dry land earth and gathered together the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. Whoso seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And God, forgive me, and the earth brought forth grass and herb, yielding seed after his kind, and a tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself,
yeah,
after his kind, and God saw that it was good. In the evening and the morning were the third day.
Amen.
So, right now we're looking at the third day. The third day. This is the day when the earth was created. This is the day that the Father had planted the earth, called the earth from under the waters, so to say. He called the earth from under the waters, which was from the beginning. And so the waters just covered in the earth is the same waters that he separated and created the firmament in the midst. This water is the same water that was covering the earth from the beginning. Amen? So let's look at that. Go back to Genesis chapter 1 in verse 2. Do you have it? Mm-hmm. Genesis 1 and 2, and when you receive, you read.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 2. And if any, did I say Shabbat Shalom? I don't remember.
I don't.
Okay, so I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom, family.
You need to speak to your family.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I know we did on Blog Talk, but I don't know if we did on Facebook. So Shabbat Shalom, family, grace and peace. Okay, Genesis 1 and verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis 1 and 2 reads, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
So he said this, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So this is the waters that he's going to call the earth from under. Because this water covers the earth. Where did this water come from? That's the next thing. You know, it's like we just assumed if the water is like right there, it's like boom, water is on the planet, we get it. No, it's not like that. Where did it come from? Let's look at that a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 22 and verse 1.
Amen.
Revelation 22 and 1, when you receive, you read.
Amen. Revelation 22 and 1.
Amen. Revelation 22 and 1, when you receive, you read. Amen.
Amen. I don't know why everything's trying to go slow. 22 and 1. Revelation 22 and 1 reads, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
That's the water that covered the earth.
Amen.
The waters that proceeded out of the throne of God. That's the water that came from the earth. You want to scoot over some more, Ma? Because it looks like you out the picture. So here, do this.
I don't need, come on over.
No, please
the picture
do.
It's not about me.
Comfortable.
Okay, it's not all about me. It's about you and the Word of God. Okay. That's fine. Go ahead, babe.
So read that again, 22 and 1.
And raise that up a little more.
No, leave it alone. It's adjusted. Revelations 22 and 1.
Amen.
Continue.
This is live. Revelation 22 and 1, in Jesus' name. And he showed me a pure river of water of life.
That's the water that covered the earth. That's the water that covered the planet before there was anything, before there was a firmament or anything like that. The earth is there. You see it. And the earth was there. And he said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and he had water over it. So the earth was always there, but he got water over it. So where does water come from? That's the next question, right? So read that again. Revelation 22 and 1.
Revelation 22 and 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
See, the water was the crystal of life. It's the life of everything. It's the life of the plants, you and I. The beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea. The water is the life of all of us. So it is the pure river of water of life. So this is where it came from. It's throne. Right?
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Genesis chapter 10 and verse 20. No, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 20. Look what else come out this water life, because when you start talking about the water life, right, because this is covering the earth. So if the water life is covering the earth, then what it's going to do to the earth? Give life. It's going to give life. So when you receive that, read.
Genesis 1 and 20 reads, and God said, let the water spring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven.
See, so here it is. He said, let the water bring forth the what?
Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life.
See that?
Amen.
So the water is bringing forth life out the water.
Amen.
It can give life. Right? Mm-hmm. Continue.
Verse 21. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly, after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
So all this came from the waters, the birds of the air, the whales, the fish. What do we all have in common? The blood.
The blood.
The blood. The blood comes from water. And so there it is. He said, let water bring forth life. What? Life is the blood. Blood has come from what? Water. So the fowls of the air and all the beasts of the field and everything, all of us come from the water. And all of us live off of blood, plasma, right?
Amen.
So this also came from water because it's, let's look at that. Let's go into 1 John chapter 5 and 6. 1 John 5 and 6, when you receive, you read.
Amen. 1 John. Chapter 5 and verse 6 reads, this is he that came by water, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood.
See that?
Amen.
He brought that life in the water.
Amen.
You see, so this is that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is that thing. So he brought that life in the water. So when he brought that life in the water, that signified that river that came from the throne
mm-hmm.
brought blood. So when he brought that water from off the earth, he brought forth life.
Mm-hmm.
So that water blessed the earth to bring life. Let's look at this a little further.
Can I finish reading that?
Continue.
1 John chapter 5 and verse 6 reads again.
In fact, read down to the 9.
Okay. 1 John 5 and verse 6 reads, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood, and is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth.
Remember when he was on the cross, and the man stabbed him with the spear. The water and the blood was where? In the air.
Amen.
In the firmament. It was in the firmament. And the firmament is created from water.
Okay.
So the same property that created blood, which is water, created the firmament. So now his blood is not only in the water, but in the firmament as well.
Amen.
That's the heavens. That's the air, you know, that we breathe. Continue.
Amen. 1 John 5 and verse 7 reads, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son.
There it is, Adam.
So if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son.
Okay. Testify what?
Testify of his Son.
What?
That the that the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost be up here.
Right here, that he would
that
be joined. That he'll be joined from heaven to men.
Right here. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it
he said, not by but water and blood only.
But by water and blood.
Why? Because when a woman give birth.
Not by water only.
What happens? You got blood and water come out.
Yes, sir.
The water break.
Yes.
And here come the flesh.
Right. Amen.
The blood.
Okay.
Right? And the blood give what? Life, right?
Yes, sir.
Which came from what? Water.
The water.
Which was first.
That's first. Amen. Water was first. Before the blood.
So the earth can't come forth without the water
and
of life being on it, because that's a form of the resurrection.
Mm.
You can't come out the earth in the first resurrection without the word of life on you, which is the Lord called his
Amen.
Water.
Amen.
You see, so that's that same conversation. Where are we?
Amen. I just finished reading 1 John chapter 5, and I finished at verse, was it 9?
Yeah, and read Revelations chapter 21 and 23.
Okay.
Revelations 21 and 23. Okay. And when you receive it, read.
Revelation chapter 21 and verse 23 reads, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it.
What glory and honor? Where is it coming from? Wait a minute. Pick it up. Go to Revelation chapter 21 and verse, watch this. Revelation 21 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1 reads, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
What happened to the dolphins and the fish?
Mm. Right.
What happened to the whales? They're not fish, they're mammals. So they have blood, they give birth. They don't lay eggs, they actually mammals. What happened to them? Rhea, what do you think? What happened to all those things? Right? Because it was created for us, right? For us. So whales was created for us. Dolphins was created for us. What happened to them if there's no more water or seeds?
There's no more seeds.
That's so what happened to them.
What happened to them? What happened?
What else was created from the waters? Was it what else? Not only the fish and the whales, but what else? The birds, right? Mm-hmm. So you can see birds going into the water and fishing, right? Mm-hmm. Just like they're in the air, right?
Yes, sir.
So why can't they come out of the water and fly around in the air? Ooh.
Oh, like in Jurassic Park?
No.
But he did do that. He came out of the water and was
flying. No, baby, listen to what I'm saying.
But
you don't have no more water, so the whale's going to have to do what?
Mm.
They're not going to disappear.
You don't think so?
No. They're going to start flying like they always, like the birds. And they're going to do what the birds do. They come to birds.
Oh, wow. Did you just say that right now? You know
the birds is going to, like birds go in the water and fish. Mm-hmm. They're going to come out the same way because both of them is created from the same thing.
Oh, my goodness, baby.
So, you literally have those things in the air.
Okay.
Because there's no more seeds. Where else are they going to go? They just like the beast. They just like the fowl of the air. And when I had an aquarium, you know what marveled me the most about having these different fish The one thing that marveled the most, me, that I marveled the most about them all, is that they all looked like they was flying.
How did they look like they were flying?
Because they all got fins. And the fins is like wings. And they moving through the content of water.
Okay.
The birds is moving through the continent of water.
Mm-hmm.
But both of them coexist because both is one and the same. Mm-hmm. So if there's no more water on the earth, what do the birds do? They flying up from the air. If there's no more absolute water or seas on the earth, then what happened to the whales and the dolphins?
Good question.
They don't go extinct. Anyway, y'all didn't hear that from here.
Revelation 21:1.
Okay, 23.
Revelation
21. Yeah, pick it up at 21 and read to the 27.
Go down to verse 21.
Yeah, Revelations 21 and 23.
And 23, okay.
Right.
Amen. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 23 reads, "And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten in it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it." Amen.
Continue.
Verse 25, "And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life."
Look, man, Amen. So they're going to be bringing the minerals from the earth.
Amen.
You know.
Ooh, that's right.
So now there's no more water, so they're going to be revealed. You know, we're living on a giant mountain as it is. We're going to read as we go forward into this creation precept that we're living on a giant mountain, a giant rock that's outside of the water. You know, all the continents is built on a mountain. You know, it looks flat to you, but it's not. It's a giant mountain, you know. It's like building an anthill on top of Mount Everest.
Yeah.
It's like building an anthill on top of Mount Everest.
Amen.
Because that's what we are. He said we were ants. And so when he removed the waters, then we see how high we really been living off of the bottom of the core of the earth, because he has a place where the water will rescend to.
Amen.
Because if you're going to call the earth out of the water, that means that it has somewhere for it to go. Let's look at that. Let's go into Job chapter 38, no, Genesis 1 and 9. Genesis 1 and 9.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9 reads, "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so."
Now, that's the thing. Where did the water go? Let the dry land appear. Where did all that water go that was over the planet? Let's look at that. Go into Job chapter 38 and verse 11.
Amen.
Job 38, verse 11. When you receive it, read.
Job 38 and verse 11 reads, "And said, hitherto shall thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed."
So now he gave the law, the waves that was on earth, be still, because that's all that was covering the planet was waves, man. What do you think was over, like still water like a pond? No, Jackie, was waves was the size of the Empire State Building. It was waves that was like 3 or 4 times that, and 3 or 4 times the power to knock it down. It was waves that was on this planet that he separated the waters from the waters that still exists above us. The same ways that we see in the seas now. And that's another thing we need to recognize through the word of God. There's no such thing as ocean. It's called seas. So when you listen at the word seas, it got two meanings. You got one that's in heaven and you got one that's on the earth. Well, the one that's on the earth is right now that we're draining from the earth that the earth will come forth. And then we got a sea that's above the firmament, which is called the third heaven. That's called a sea. That's not called an ocean or water. It's not just water. It's called the seas. So the power of the seas is up there.
Okay.
Where are we?
Job 38, verse 12?
No. Go to Job 9 and 1.
Amen.
Job 9 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Job 9 and 1 reads, "Then Job answered and said, I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? And if he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. He is a wise in heart and mighty in strength, who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered, which removeth the mountains, and they know not, which overturneth them in his anger, which shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble."
That's how he created the earth. He said he was causing the mountains to move.
Mm-hmm.
He caused the earth to shake.
Yeah.
Now, here come the earth. It didn't just come out the water. It was shaking. It was like a woman giving birth. It was that like an earthquake beyond a 10 on a Richter scale. It was beyond that. The whole planet was going back and forward. The earth was coming up.
Amen.
Read that again.
Amen. Job 9 and verse 6 reads,
"Continue.
Which shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble, which commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and filleth up the stars, which alone spreadeth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea." Which Amen.
So it says this, verse 6, "Which shaketh the earth out of her place." So the earth has a gender.
Her
place. Her. So the earth. And it makes sense to me because we came from the earth. That means we was born of the earth.
Amen.
So we're going to be born of the earth again. So that's a common sense evaluation that the earth is with a female gender.
Amen.
So it makes sense to me, right? It says, "We shake the earth out of her place and the pillars thereof tremble, which commandeth the sun and it rises not." So the sun wasn't there yet.
Okay.
It wasn't there yet because the earth is before the sun. He created the heaven and the earth first before the sun. The sun was created on the fourth day. The earth was created on the first day, not the third day. What we're discussing on the third day is the thing that came forth out of the earth that I call works.
Amen.
Or fruits. The spirit call them works. I mean, fruit. We call them works, you know, or vice versa. So he said, "Which command the sun and it rises not and sealeth up the stars." So there was no such thing as those things when he created the earth. And then he said this. He said, "Which alone spreadeth out the heaven and treadeth upon the waves of the sea." So the heavens is covered with water that he calls seas. It's no such thing as ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's no such thing as that. It's water. It's called the seas. And the earth is coming out of it. Let's go into Psalm 65 and 7. Psalm 65 and 7. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalm 65 and verse 7 reads, "Which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people."
So he stilled those things. He's by the commandments, he stilled them. So now the noise of the waves that was covering the earth don't exist anymore, because the earth had to come forth for that. He had to cause, bring that in the law, that those waters couldn't come over the earth, even the water. So he had to bring in a law that he had to steal the waters. Psalms 89 and verse 9.
Psalms 89 and verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms.
We got a couple more after this.
Amen. 89 and verse 9 reads, "Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. That has scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine, as for the world and the fullness thereof. Thou hast founded them, the north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name."
Read that, excuse me, I was distracted. Read that nine again.
Go back up to nine.
Yeah.
Psalms 89 and verse 9 reads, "Thou rulest the raging of the sea."
See, he controlled the rage of the sea. He rules it. You know, he shut it down. Mm-hmm. Without him calling it over the sea, then the sea would still be ruling the planet. So this is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Psalms 107 and 25. 107 and 25, and read to the 31.
25 to 31?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Psalms 107, 25. "For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof."
See that?
Yes. "They mount up to the heaven." They go.
See, those waves that was on the earth before there was an earth, mm-hmm. those waves was monstrous. We ain't seen waves like that on the planet yeah. since he gave the law that he caused the waves to be still. But he said these waves were monstrous. They were reaching onto the heavens. Read that again.
Psalms 107 and verse 25 reads, "For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble."
So the waves go down to the abyss of nothing. Mm-hmm. That's how powerful water is, right? Mm-hmm. So he said it goes down into the abyss of where?
Nothing.
Wait a minute. So it's a place for water to go. Somewhere where you can't, because that's called nowhere.
No, babe. So, verse 26, they mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble.
It says it goes down to the what?
Go down again to the depths.
What is the depth?
Nothing.
What is depth?
Deepness, down.
See, it's going where? So it's a place on the planet that's deeper than the ocean.
The vertical drop.
Oh, I should forgive me. It's deeper than the seas. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Yes. Okay.
Read on.
Verse 27. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man.
No, read the depth.
Oh, the definition? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the one that you already used. Because we're not going to use Google, so I'm going to show you what I did there.
Yeah.
There we go.
Let's see.
So it says the condition or quality of being deep. That's the first one. The second one is the extent, measurement, dimension, downward, backward, inward. The measurement or sense of distance from an observation point, such as a linear perspective in painting.
So when he calls the earth to the water to come from the earth, he also said also into the atmosphere and the waters that's above the atmosphere. He just dissipated water, period. When he called the earth to come forth out of the waters, That meant the water was to dissipate right here, which is oxygen. It was going to turn into that. He used everything that came from water because oxygen give what? Life. Without the breath of life, there's nothing. So he used that to for everything. Because water brings life to everything.
Amen.
Let's go back to Genesis chapter 7 and verse 6. Genesis 7 and verse 6 and read to the 11.
Genesis chapter 7 and verse 6 reads, "And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean."
Those are
the
dietary laws. People want to say this. You know, dietary laws came with Moses. There they are right there. So we've been keeping the dietary laws as long as there have been a God, you know, since there was a sacrifice of beasts and things of that nature. So we've been keeping the dietary laws. So he gave us a directive of other dietary laws, that is this. He said he called them clean beasts and unclean beasts. Now you can read Leviticus chapter 11 for yourself and Deuteronomy chapter 14 that these laws exist that he called clean and unclean, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're going into this boat. Continue.
Amen. Verse 8 reads, "Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two into Noah into the ark, and the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the deep, great deep, broken up."
Stop. Remember, he called the earth out of water.
Right.
Where did the water go to? Mm. The great deep.
The great deep. Amen.
So when the flood came,
mm-hmm.
he just opened them back up and they covered the earth again.
Okay.
So there's a place he called for water. When the earth came out of water, he has a place that he called
the great deep
that he keep water at.
Okay. Amen.
That it don't cover the planet anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and again, you'll see it wipe out an island or sometimes hit Florida or whatever, but it hasn't wiped out Florida. It hasn't, like, one giant wave can just do it, but it got the power to do it. So, because we're talking about waves. So, here it is. So, he said this. So, he got this place for the water. When he called the earth out of the water,
amen.
The great deep. So the earth, the water went into this place called the great deep,
amen.
And the earth came up.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 33 and verse 7. I got one more after that. Psalms 33, verse 7, and read to the 9.
Amen. Psalms 33 and verse 7 reads, "He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth and storehouses. Let all the earth
hear." So you see that? He got this thing there called storehouses. You see that?
Right.
And you notice what else he got there? Read that again right there.
"So he gathereth the waters of the sea together
as
in heap."
See, so he makes sure that he identify what he has. On the planet is referred to as the sea, not ocean. Read on.
"He layeth up the depth and storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord, that all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him."
So here it is. He said, now let the earth fear him because he got the water in the storehouses. All he got to do is break them loose. All he got to do is break,
right.
You know, because that's what he did in the days of Noah. That he opened up the storehouses, that all the water, when he called the waters that the earth to come from to go to. There it is.
Amen.
Then he said what in verse 8?
Verse 8, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
Yes, ma'am. Continue.
For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
See, so now that he said for the water to keep the commandments that it can't cover the earth no more, mm-hmm. it's still to this day.
Amen. Amen.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 9, when you receive the read.
Genesis 1 and 9.
Yes.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1. And verse 9 reads, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so.
Because he opened up the storehouses.
Yes.
Because he allowed the waters to go to the storehouses or the great deep.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Read on.
Verse 10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he sea.
So he gave the laws that the waters were going to descend off the planet and go to the place that he called the great deep or the storehouse.
Right.
He gave commandments for that. So that's where that water is right now. Now, if he want to, he can open up the storehouse and flood the planet again. That's if he want to. That's not prophecy. He said he's going to destroy the earth by fire. Right?
Amen.
But I can't imagine him not bringing the flood because he said every island is going to be moved. So he's still going to bring a flood. He's going to open the great deep. He's going to open the storehouses, and these waters are going to be set free at the end of time as well, or as it's coming, so to say, right? So all this is in this conversation, too, when the earth come up. So, and it was so. Continue.
Amen, and it was so in verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
You hear that? And the earth brought forth grass. Yielding seed after his kind. Fruit trees yielding fruit, right? What else? Whose seed was in itself
mm-hmm.
after his kind.
Mm-hmm. And God saw that it was good. Amen.
Those are works. You got to yield fruit.
Mm-hmm.
On the God, those are works. The earth was already prophesied that it had to bring forth works.
Amen.
Those are works.
Amen.
They didn't even happen yet. He spoke them in existence that these are going to be works that the earth is going to, same thing for us. We got works we got to do.
Amen.
So there it is. Don't count this thing strange. And he said this, in the evening and the morning
was the third day.
Amen. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And we're going to speak to the fam.
Are you going to speak to the fam?
Yeah.
Oh, on Blog Talk. Okay. I'm gonna move over while you speak to them. Go ahead, speak to them, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
They gotta get something to sip on over here.
You need some coffee?
Do we have any?
Your coffee is right there, ready to go.
Yeah.
Or would you like water?
Let me get a cup, please.
Coffee, amen. You have it?
Amen. So, we want to just say, first and foremost, we want to thank the Father for, excuse me, everything that he has been doing for us and revealing himself to us, because he really don't have to. So we want to thank God for that. And we want to thank everyone also for spending your time with us, starting here and our family with in the United States. I want to thank you. And we want to say Shabbat Shalom as well. And peace of God in Christ be upon you and your household. And our family that's in Canada, we want to say peace in Jesus to you. And may the peace of God be upon you and your household and well as well. And our family that's in Brazil, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and the peace of God in Christ be upon you and your family as well. And our family that's in Algeria, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace be upon you in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And our family that's in Egypt, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and may the peace of the Father be upon you and your household in Jesus' name as well. And our family that's in Ethiopia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. We want to say peace be unto you in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. And our family that's in Kenya, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and the peace of the name of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in Uganda, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and the peace of Jesus that be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in the United Kingdom, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in Germany, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in Turkey, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. Our family that's in Russia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in China, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in India, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in Myanmar, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in Vietnam, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in the Philippines, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in South Korea, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in Japan, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in Australia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. May the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. And our family that's in New Zealand, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. And may the peace of Jesus be upon you and your household as well. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And remember now, we just covered the first day and the third day, I should say. And what we do is that we're introducing those things that belong to the third day. And, of course, we haven't came all the way, I would say, full circle to that degree. But we explain those things that belong to that day. So we kind of give a glossary of those things that belong to it. So now dealing with the third day, we can start going into what the third day brings for us, you know, and how, because God said, I'm the same and I change not. So the earth is going to do the things that the earth is always doing, and the things that's of the earth is going to do the things that the earth always been doing. So that being said, brother, let's see. Shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Peace and peace.
What's happening?
Peace and peace to the family and those listening to the sounds of Living Waters. This is Brother Keith. I just wanted to say that was an excellent lesson that the Lord put on your heart. You know, great reading, Sister Rhea. You know, I had seen some things in here based off of what I said briefly, you know, so like in Genesis 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. So I'm sure without form, he's creating this, and he said it's void, which means it's lack of knowledge. It says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters, upon the face of the waters. I'm going to skip down to verse 9. Verse 9, it says, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw it was good. So this is still in progress. So what I looked at, let me go to that too. So verse 10, it says, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding the fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and a tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and morning was the third day. So what I looked at this was, is that when the water brought life, he commanded the water to bring life to everything. So when he called it his kind and after his kind, everything out here lives. It's a living thing that God created, because he's saying after his kind. He's calling fruit. He's calling herbs. He's calling his kind. But this is in the beginning.
What about metal? Is that alive? Is metal alive? Like, you know, like copper, brass, gold, anything like that. Is that alive?
No. It needs to be commanded. It needs to be commanded.
But it came from the earth. How come it can't have life to it?
Because it hasn't been commanded. It takes man who has dominion over the earth and the fishes and the whales for that to even happen. Now, if we're thinking about robots or whatever, yeah, okay, but God had to put that on man's heart in order to create these things and have dominion over these things, because without that, that metal could not be a robot. It'll just be a pile of metal coming out the earth. It can't do anything else. You know, when earth opened up and yielded the, and the water came, burst forth like pregnancy or whatever, that's when it started yielding fruit. I don't see the earth yielding metal other than for man to be commanded to use it to his best of ability, you know, build places and stuff. You know, I can't see that. But what I did see, though, in Revelations 22:1, it talks about the river of the water of life. It says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. So when I look in Genesis 1:9, and God said, let the waters under heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. He's referring to earth here. He's talking about the end in Revelation. This is what gets to what I'm trying to get at. So in Revelation 22:2, it talks about the tree of life, which is in Genesis. And it says, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit. We just seen that in Genesis 1. Let me read that again. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit and yielding her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
So you saw that coming out the earth.
Yes.
Okay.
Pure. He says.
Right.
The water of life.
Pure.
The tree of life is there with it.
That's right. Pure.
Only thing I could say is that when this time was happening.
Oh, baby, you're still talking
about it. Adam was on his way. He created in Genesis 1:20. Genesis 1:27 tells you that. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Replenish the earth. And subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And
hey,
God
King.
Said, "Behold, I." Sorry.
Hey, Rebel. What about
it? Makes
what about
sense.
What about if you could see a whale flying in the air? What would you be thinking?
If you can see a great
blue whale, I think that's the biggest one. I think it's a, is it a blue? Yeah. And it just fly past you like in an air, like the Hildenberg or something.
I would be astonished. I'd be astonished. You know what I'm saying? Because all things are made possible by.
What about a shark?
All things are made possible. You know what? I got a better idea for you. They got flying fish out here in the seas. They got flying fish. They got wings
right.
on them too. So I was glad you mentioned. Yeah, they got flying fish. So I
yeah,
can
well,
agree, bro. I can agree.
Yeah, that's,
I can agree.
That's, yeah, well, I just thought I'd throw that out there, man. Well, we're going to say, hey, look, you know, it's been a blessing. The Father's merciful. We in the third day now. We're looking at things that belong to the third day. So in Jesus' name. Just keep logging in the blog talk and hey, and we go further into this precept, we can get more understanding of what the God of Israel implications is in these things. And if we can see what he's doing, then we can receive the power thereof if we understand and see them things. You know, he's not just going to give them to us. We have to see and understand those things. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. As we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please
read your Bible.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters radio show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters. Sounds of the Living Waters radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water radio show.